Hold on to your seats and noses, folks, because you're listening to the No Farting Around Show, where we're all about taking your marketing from the toilet to the bank. I'm your host, Ashley Mae Fernandez, and each episode I plunge into the depths of marketing to bring you fresh perspectives that are deadly but not silent. So if you're ready to stop farting around and make your profits rip, let's cut to the cheese and get on with the show. Hello. Okay. We are coming in at part two of what I'm calling the Voldemort series. So if you have not listened to the episode prior, please go listen. I am breaking down my Voldemort. Yes, Voldemort. Huge Harry Potter fan here. So breaking down my Voldemort method because I couldn't do 5A method again because I already have the 5A method. So we just started calling it Voldemort because it didn't have a name and I kept talking about it, but I just didn't mention it by name. So I'm doing a part two of that. So again, if you've not listened to the first part, go listen to the episode prior. But basically, I am breaking down this Voldemort method that is going to be talking about kind of the five elements that you need to consider when you are creating content that will allow you to create content that speaks to the subconscious of your ideal client and create content that really draws in your ideal client. Now, if you've been around for a while, I don't do content from a very blah type of place, right? I get very nuanced. Thank you, Capricorn, Mercury. But I am going to be talking about this way more specifically today. This is probably one of my favorite parts. I think approach and awareness are my two favorite parts of this method. But just to recap, we talked about associations last episode. What do you want to be associated with when it comes to your brand, when it comes to your marketing, when it comes to your messaging? What do you want associated with you? And we talked a little bit about the energy that's associated with you, as well as like physical things that are associated with you. We talked a little bit about authenticity and how you don't have to bear every bit of your soul online to be quote unquote authentic. It's okay to just show certain parts of you. In fact, like you probably shouldn't show all parts of you online. And we talked about through astrology, what you can see through that, as well as human design, which is what I work with my clients. It's a big factor of what we do when we work together, because I just think it's an incredible energetic map. Like, why would you not use it? Right. But we talked about that in the last episode. And just to recap, the five kind of elements, the five steps are associations, approach, angles, ahas, and awareness. So today we're going to be talking about approach. And this is something that I am so deeply passionate about. I talk about it all the freaking time. It's basically around the question of like, how do you do it? Like, how do you specifically do it? And I'll be talking a little bit more about this in the last section, but what I see a lot of my people do, a lot of just online entrepreneurs in general, is that they tend to approach content from a place of, I need to tell these people like why they need what I'm offering, right? And this could look like a mindset coach telling people why mindset is important. This could be an email marketing strategist telling people email marketing is not dead. Or this could be a dating coach talking about why it's important to do mindset work when it comes to dating. And it's almost like this, it's like you're speaking from this place of, I need to tell people why this is so important. And here's the thing, people don't want to really know why it's important. They already know why it's important. You don't have to tell them why it's important. What these people are looking for, the person who's going to help them do it. And that goes with your association, right? They need to associate with you. They need to be able to relate to you. They need to be able to feel like you are someone who is similar to them. You're not going to just go work with any old coach. You're not going to go work with any old provider just because they offer that service. You're going to want to work with someone that you feel energetically attracted to. But you also need to know how they're going to help you. You also want to know how. I'll give you a great example of this. This is, for example, like a, let's say you're a fitness coach and you're telling people, yeah, I can help you lose weight. And you're really fun online and you're goofy. And someone's like, oh, I totally resonate with that. Then they come and they buy from you. But your how, like your process, your approach, how you approach it is CrossFit. And this person's like, absolutely not. I hate CrossFit. They're not going to be a great fit for you. But you never talked about your how. You never talked about how you approach things. They didn't actually get that element for you, right? You're too busy explaining to them why it's important to lose weight, why it's important to exercise. They already know that and they're already looking for that. They're now looking for the person who's the best fit to help them achieve the goal that they want to achieve. So when I say approach, this is basically asking, how do you do it differently? If you are a mindset coach, you don't just help people work on their mindset. You don't just help them shift their thoughts. What is your unique process? Okay. Now I'm going to break this down and I'm going to go in two different directions because that's how my mind works. And my brain is braining right now. So I'm going to go in the two opposite directions and hopefully this will pull together what I mean by approach. Okay. Sorry. I was taking a sip of my coffee. Also, by the way, if you did not know, I started doing pottery last summer. So I've been doing it almost a year now and I officially made 6 coffee mugs and I'm drinking out of one right now. And I'm just so happy because I'm like looking at it and I'm like, I made this with my hands. So anyway, it's just really fun. But I'm recording this also in the afternoon. I shouldn't even be having coffee right now, but that's okay. Okay, let's keep going. Two different directions. The first direction I am going to call the tangible approach. So what I mean by this is creating a specific process and naming it so that way people can see your unique approach. Like it allows people to actually see. Okay, I'm going to break down my own example. I have, when I work with my clients one-on-one, and I'm going to be doing a group program here soon, and it's going to be the exact same process, but just in a group format. I have what I call my match method. That is my tangible approach, okay, is my match method. So let me break down my method. So when you work with me, I take you through my signature match method. We first start with your magnetic map, okay? That's the M. In this process, I pull your astrology and human design, and I pinpoint your unique energy when it comes to your voice, ideal client, way of operating, decision-making process, offer structure. Yes, you can see all of that in your astrology and your human design. I know, freaking fascinating. And I do a deep dive into your current marketing to evaluate what has worked thus far. So in your magnetic map, I not only look into your astrology and kind of your personal energy, I also go into the strategy side, right? I am a strategist at heart. So I love, and I have almost 2 decades in marketing experience. So I need to pull both sides. I need to look into the strategy. I need to look at your business and go in depth into your business, look at the numbers, but I also pull your map. I also pull your astrology and your human design because I want to see your energy. And that also goes with your association. I know I talked about that in the last episode where I want to understand, like, what are some of the things that you thrive at talking about? You can look at some of the gates in your throat center, as well as your Mercury line in human design to figure out what are even specific topics you can talk about that will literally magnetize people to you, And then also, what are some of the ways that some of the things you can keep quiet? I talked about me personally having Scorpio in my second house of resources and finances, in that, like, when I talk about my finances, when I talk about money and how much money I've made and like all of that, it turns people off. People don't really, and it turns me off. Honestly, I don't like talking about it. And I never really felt good marketing that. I'll actually give you a real life example. My very first coach did not end well. was not the best investment. They basically told me that I should tell people that I made a $30,000 month. Like I had a $30,000 month because I signed $30,000 in contracts that would be fulfilled over a whole year's time. So basically they said, if you market that way, you did actually have a $30,000 signed contract. But the way that they told me to speak about it was like, say you have $30,000 months, and this is what they were doing in their marketing. And they were saying that when you do that, it makes you seem more credible and more successful. And I was like, but that's straight up lying to me. That is lying to me. I'm not going to tell people I had a $30,000 month when I literally only brought in like $2,000 cash collected. This is the very beginning of my business, right? I said, no, that doesn't sit right with me. She said, but you signed $30,000 in contracts. Yeah, that was going to be fulfilled over a year. And you never know what could happen during that year. Maybe a client decides that they're going to shut down their business. And what, am I supposed to just keep taking money from them and not let them out of the contract? It was just a whole bunch of things. And it just never, ever felt good for me. And now I realize that because I have Scorpio in my second house of money and resources. Scorpio is a very secretive sign. It's a very deep sign. It's a very personal sign. So I realized, hey, it doesn't actually feel good to talk about that. Now, do I talk about other people's resources and finances, like how much money my clients have made? Absolutely, because that's my eighth house, right? But I never really talk about me and my success, right? It just doesn't feel right. And that's in alignment with me. So I know that by looking at my astrology and my human design. I also, again, have a open throat in human design. So I know that I speak spontaneously. And I also know that within my seventh house of an astrology represents my one-on-one relationships and my ideal client for one-on-one programs, which is an Aries, which is absolutely hilarious because every single one of my one-on-one clients have Aries in their big three. They're either a Aries sun, Aries moon, or Aries rising. Most of them are Aries moons, but it's fascinating because I see it. I can see it everywhere. Also, some of them do have Aries in their third house, which is the house of communication. So that also makes sense because it talks about writing and I'm a messaging strategist. But I can see that all within my astrology, all within my human design. And I love to pull that for my clients because it's such a great starting point. It's also just, I'm telling you, when I pull it and I talk to my clients, they're like, oh my God, it's like a huge permission for them to stop marketing the way they don't want to market or stop talking about things they actually don't want to talk about, which is fascinating, right? Okay, so keep going. So I do that. That's the M. So then the second is align. So the second part of my match method is align. So this is where we actually look at their current offer, like my ideal client's current offer, and we either tweak it and really hone in on what they actually want to deliver. What I see a lot in this process is people will create an offer based off of the ideal client first. Like they'll go out and they'll ask everybody what they want, what they need, or they'll bring in like a bunch of different people who are at completely different levels. And then they create what I call a whopper offer. And they're putting a lot of things in an offer that they actually don't even want to deliver. I cannot tell you how many clients would be really good at sales. They'll go out and they'll sell this offer. And then all of a sudden they actually dread delivering the offer. And it's because they don't have an offer that really lights them up. And they've built it based off of feedback from 50 different people. And so they end up doing something they actually don't even want to do. Or I also look at this within what they're delivering. Like a lot of the times I have clients who are delivering like a 6-month program, but their clients are actually getting the result they're looking for in 4 months. But in their mind, they're like, well, I have to offer 6 months because that's the industry standard. And I'm like, no. And I even had one client one time that had a 6-month offer and we ended up restructuring it and making it a 6-week offer. And she was talking about how the 6-month offer really wasn't selling that much. And we restructured it to a 6-week offer. We got rid of so much stuff and it literally sold out in a week. She was like, I want to sell 10 spots. And she sold 10 spots within a week. Insane. So we look at that in the align and we either restructure your current offer or we create a whole new offer based off the data that we found in the magnetic map, as well as your astrology, right? We always tweak something, but we're creating an offer that really lights you up and you can't shut up about so that when you're out there marketing, you want to talk about it. I have a lot of clients that come to me and they have an offer, but I go and I look at their social media, when I look at their email list, they're not ever talking about that offer. And that is a telltale sign to me that they're not actually lit up by their offer. If you cannot shut up, like if you are not talking about your offer, you're not lit up by it. When you're lit up by your offer, you don't shut up about it. I talk about it all the time, right? Talk about it all the time. Because that's the line. Then the T is target. So once we have the offer established, we then target to the best fit client for it through my signature 5A method, right? So you no longer feel confused on who you're speaking to or who you are attracting. You are so specific on who you are talking to. And the reason why we do offer first is because you want to only attract, you're like positioning the offer to, or you're attracting the client who's the best fit for the offer, not positioning the offer to the best fit client. Does that make sense? So this means you're only going to be talking to the person who's the best fit for your offer. You're not going to be building a custom offer for random people out there. And because you have an offer that you're so in love with, people are so attracted to that energetically, And you actually are so more specific to who your ideal client is, who the best fit is for your offer. So I'm very different from most people. I believe that the offer comes first before the ideal client. 99% of traditional marketing or other people out there will tell you, no, go out and survey and ask all the people what they want and what you should offer. And how has that worked out for you? Like, serious question. How many of you have gone out and told, like, hey, if I created this, who would want it? Blah, blah, blah. And then you create it and no one buys, or one person buys. And then you just wasted all this time and all this energy. Stinks, right? I will say this as well. Actually, I'll say that the next section. So the next section is target. And this is, targeting your ideal client, right? So in the next section is create content that connects. So this is where we're going to actually create content using my hypno-content framework that clearly articulates your offer and speaks directly to the subconscious brain of your ideal clients so you can sell without selling. Okay, I want you to sell without selling. I want you to be able to create content that sells for you, that coaches for you too. We talk about coaching in the content a lot. Now, what I was just saying before that is when you are talking about an offer that are targeting your ideal client, when I just lost my train of thought. This happens to me all the time. Maybe it'll come back. I should have just said it when I said it. I was like, oh, wait, no, I'll save it for the next one. Okay, anyways, and maybe it'll come back to me. But what you're going to do is you're going to create content that connects. And this is being able to strategically speak to the nuances and the specificity because you're so clear on what you're offering and you're so clear on who you're offering it for. And I know this sounds, oh yeah, that's what most people think, whatever. People talk about this. No, I'm talking about nuanced. This is even getting down to the energy behind the words that you're using. We're going to talk about that in awareness, in the episode of awareness. Getting down to the specific words that you use, even the tonality of those words. For example, give you just a random example. When you know the rules of the subconscious brain, you understand that the subconscious brain always wants to prove your thoughts true. Doesn't matter how bad your thoughts are, it always wants to prove it true. This is why what you focus on, you will find. So for example, if you're out here creating content and you're saying something along the lines of you want to create a successful business. Again, that's very fluffy and very vague, but I'm focusing on the word want here. So when you say something like you want to create a very successful business, what's going to happen subconsciously is that person's brain is going to find evidence that they do not have a successful business so that they can continue to want to have a successful business. I'm pausing. Let that sink in. Anytime you say you want something, your brain is going to find evidence that you do not have it so that you can continue to want it. And a lot of people out here are marketing. I could probably go to any sales page right now and there's something along the lines of you want to X, Y, and Z. So that's even how nuanced we get in this creating the content that connects because we're connecting the subconscious brain to the selling. And instead of using something like want, because I know you're probably wondering, like, well, what would you do instead? You would use something called a gerund, which is basically an action, like you're doing something. So instead of saying you want to build a successful business, you could say you're in the process of building a successful business. Doesn't that feel so much better? One puts you in like, yeah, it's actually happening. It's taking action. And here's the thing. When you use that, you're going to attract people who are already taking action. If you use you want to build a successful business, most of the people that you're attracting aren't actually already creating action to create a successful business. Make sense? Okay. Good. So that is creating the content that connects. And that is part of my match method. And the very last thing is throughout our time together, we are going to be working on what I call having energy. And this is through hypnotherapy, energetics, and astrology transits. So you know when you're getting the best results and your brain doesn't freak the freak out, right? So this happens throughout our time together. And again, I'm calling this having energy because what I see happens is a lot of the times your nervous system is not, in your mind, is not set up to receive all of this change that's going to rapidly happen, like all the success. It's going to start to freak out a little bit. And so we need to be able to we need to be able to hone that in. And I do that through hypnotherapy, through energetics. And then we also even look at astrological transits to be able to know, hey, what's going to be happening around this time? For example, my sun is currently transiting my sixth house of Pisces, and Pisces, or my sixth house, also rules everyday activities and habits. Last week, I literally felt incredibly depressed. Like, no reason why. I just felt so depressed because the sun is in my sixth house of everyday routine, and it's in Pisces. And Pisces had a lot of really hard aspects going through it last week. And so I literally felt it. And I felt it before I even went and looked at the transits. Like, I want to be clear, like, oh, you can kind of prove, you know, whatever. No. I was like, why am I so depressed? Like, what is going on? I feel so tired. I feel so worn out. And I went and looked at the transits and I was like, oh, I totally see. Also, knowing that my sun is going to be, the sun is illuminating my sixth house, right now I'm really shining a light on my everyday activities, on my everyday things. I'm also in the works of creating a new offer because the sixth house also rules what you're offering to the world. Again, your everyday work. And so I'm right now working on an offer, and I am behind the scenes, back and working every single day, developing this group offer. So we look at that, and I'm calling that the having energy. So this method that I work on with my clients is the process that I go through. You know what we're going to be focusing on if you work with me. And this method has allowed my clients to have $80,000 launches without sales calls, 3-month wait lists, sold out programs. This is what my clients have been able to do. And so when you have broken down how you work with your clients into a process or a unique approach, as I just told you mine, it not only is a lot easier for you to articulate what you do, you just saw me be able to explain all of that, but the human brain loves order. This is why people love to-do lists. This is why people love checklists. This is why people love 1, 2, 3, X, Y, Z, because your brain loves order. And I'm able to, my brain personally, am able to go in order like, okay, M, A, T, C, H. But it's also putting it in order for your brain. I'm not just going to tell you like, hey, yeah, we look at your astrology and we help with messaging. Okay, that gives you nothing, right? I'm actually breaking down my unique approach. So that's the one way. I was going the tangible. Remember, I said I'm calling this direction the tangible. So the next direction I'm calling the detail. So the first was tangible, having an actual tangible process with a name, all that. But the second direction I'm calling detail. So when you have a specific approach, you are able to talk about what you do in a very detailed way, a very detailed way. So guess what else the subconscious brain loves? Yeah, you guessed it. Detail. The subconscious brain loves detail because the subconscious brain works in images. If I just told you right now, think of an apple. You might think of an apple, right? But was that apple red? Was that apple green? Was that apple yellow? I didn't give you specifics. But if I said, I want you to picture a juicy red apple with a perfectly sized green leaf coming off of its brown stem. It has a few little dents and dimples from hitting the ground from the apple tree. I want you to take a big bite into that apple and hear the crunch your teeth make against the skin. And I want you to feel the juices running down your chin as you take a bite. Wow, you probably felt every bit of that. You probably even tasted the apple because I gave you detailed. I gave you detail, right? And I know you're a little unconventional like me. So being able to have a process allows you to insert your taboo ideas without sounding too contrarian. That's something I hear a lot of my clients say, is that they really wish they could talk about what they can talk about without sounding like a booty butt, without sounding like an asshole, right? Without sounding too contrarian. I'm going to give you an example of mine, and here's something that I'm able to insert my taboo ideas without sounding too contrarian because I'm actually talking in detail with my process. I once stood on stage and asked the question, how many of you have bought a program and when you got in there realized it wasn't for you? About 99% of the room raised their hand. Then I said, I then, being the Libra rising that I am, I flipped the script and I said, how many of you have had people buy your program and after they bought it, realized that it wasn't for them? And 99% of the people raised their hand, but they reluctantly raised their hand. They were kind of like, oh, they kind of looked around the room first. Then I asked, how many of you blamed the coach, strategist, or service provider in the first scenario for selling you a program that wasn't a great fit for you? 99% of the people raised their hand. They shot those hands up. They're like, yep, not my fault. They sold me a program that was not good. They should not have sold me that. So then again, I flipped it on its head. Duality, Libra rising. I said, how many of you blamed yourself as the service provider in the second scenario? Pretty much no one raised their hand. Right? So then I asked, if this is happening on both sides, what is the disconnect? So I got to be able to throw in my kind of contrarian ideas, right? And go into detail. And then I actually even said, I went on in that speech to say, I think it's the lack of details on the how, on the process. So do you see how I did this full circle? Because I teach a lot about process in my content, in my offers. We go through your unique process. And we do that within the offer. And so I'm saying, hey, like, I put the scenario and I put my kind of contrarian idea out there, right? If you saw some random person online being like, if someone bought your program and realized it wasn't for them, you're to blame, that people would be up in arms, right? They'd be like, oh my God, absolutely not. But the way that I framed it, the way that I put it in, I was able to go into detail and put it in a perspective where they're like, oh yeah. Then I go into more detail and say, the lack of this is the lack of details about the how, about the process, about the approach. Because we're gaslit in believing that marketing should be market the why and sell them the how. And I don't believe that at all. You need to also market the how. People want to know how. The how should not be behind some 10K program wall. And the how is in the details. The how is getting detailed. And with the example that I just shared, had the client in both scenarios had more details about the how, i.e. who is the best fit, which that's coming in a different A, they could have been smarter about their decision, right? And I talked about that. And then they're like, oh, yeah, they put themselves in their client's shoes and because they were able to see themselves as a client themselves in their own shoes. And here's what I'm saying. When you aren't sharing your unique process, you attract people who aren't a good fit. Your process is how you do it and how you help them do it. And you need to make sure the doing matches, right? If someone is saying, I can help you reach six figures and you get in the program and the how, aka the doing, is cold calling and you don't align with that at all, you are going to feel lied to. And sorry, some of you guys right now, by not sharing your how, by not getting into the specifics and the details, a lot of people are feeling this way, just like you would feel the same if you got into a program and you weren't explaining the how. And last thing I'll say about this is that when you have a unique approach, you're automatically seen as an expert because you're able to go into the details. You're able to actually talk about your unique process. It's making sense and it's order in your client's brain. So being an expert isn't about being better as well. There's always someone who is better than you. Okay. I like want to say that. I don't mean that to be mean. That is the best comfort ever. Being an expert isn't about being better because there will always be someone better than you. Always, always. And by that logic, no one is an expert. If someone is always better than you, then no one can be an expert. I believe being an expert is about being different. When people hear the same thing over and over again, it loses its appeal. We talked about that in the last episode. But if someone can come along and say the same thing essentially, but in a different way, your subconscious brain automatically pays attention because it's a pattern disrupt. It's like a subconscious party popper signaling, pay attention. This is fun, right? When people say something in a different way, it is a pattern disrupt. And can you imagine how potent you would be by just incorporating your unique brand associations and your unique approaches? If you just took the first A and the second A and really used that in your content and in your messaging, do you imagine? Can you imagine how potent you'd be?
I don't even know if we need three more parts. But no, I promise. But number two, this second A is going to catapult you. Okay. So what is your unique approach? All right, let's recap one more time. The first A is associations. The second A that we just talked about in this episode is approach. The next episode, we're going to be talking about angles. And this angles is very similar to approach, but it's going to go a little bit more detailed and a little more nuanced. And then four is ahas, like aha moments. And then the fifth is awareness. So, okay, that's all I have for you today. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, again, always feel free to reach out to me. I am a generator in human design. I absolutely love to respond. I love questions. I love anytime someone is, yes, this was awesome. Please give my little generator heart some love and let me respond. So yeah, if you have any questions, let me know. And I hope you have the most amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the No Farting Around Show. It's been an absolute blast making a big stink with you. If you find yourself gasping for more, then come join me over on my socials. Links are below. If you enjoyed this episode, don't fart and dart. Please leave a review. It would be greatly appreciated. Cheers to breaking wind, I mean barriers, and I'll see you in the next episode.